For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we're about ready to get this one underway. Dominic Galvin and Jayden Henry are the return men for the Pointers. Henry is back there. Oh, it looks like that's going to be Toby back there with him. Syoxenfu, we believe is how we say that name. We've been practicing that up here tonight.
Badly, but we practice.
So those are the return men here. Shaner with the approach, a short kick. Fair catch called for and made at the 34-yard line, and that's where the Pointers will start with their first possession of the evening.
Bombers playing it safe with that kickoff. Didn't want to allow any kind of return game. Be interesting to see how fast Van Buren goes compared to the other teams we've seen so far.
Talented quarterback we've talked about in the pregame, Gary Phillips, a senior, 990 passing yards, 524 rushing yards. And as Sonny mentioned, that's in just four games this season. He's a southpaw. Van Buren will start with trips to the right side, a four-man front for the Bombers defensively as we get this one underway. They'll empty the backfield now as the motion man goes to the slot on the right side. Phillips wants to pass, sets in the pocket, now tucks. He's going to try to run back to the line of scrimmage, hit and dropped right there. Well played by the Bomber defense. Good coverage and up front. They'll get the tackle at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Dylan Drury coming in from the secondary to make that tackle. He kind of walked around back there for a little while and was doing a good job of keeping him hemmed in.
So second and 10 now for the Pointers. Two receivers on each side for Van Buren and Phillips. The quick hitter to the left side is incomplete through the hands of Syoxenfu, and it's going to bring up third and long.
I don't think you're going to get away with not saying Toby's name tonight.
I don't think so.
Pretty active. Speaking of being active, that was Tatum Bashir's over there laying a hit on him right as he caught the ball.
So third and 10, already a big down for this Mountain Home defense. Let's see if they can force a three and out and get the football back after kicking off to start the game. We're 34 seconds in. Van Buren empties the backfield. Phillips looking to the left, trying to set up the screen, the middle screen. They do. It's going to be caught at the line of scrimmage. And about 2 yards shy of the first down on the completion that time to Henry.
Mason Walker coming over in the secondary. You know, looked like he could get loose there for a little bit of yardage. Coming over from the safety, laying a hit on him. And to see how aggressive Van Buren's going to be. Fourth down at midfield.
Fourth and two from their own 43. They're going to line up and go for it. That was Chai Henry on the reception. Jayden Henry is the older brother, who's the senior. Chai is the sophomore. So fourth and two for Van Buren. They go for it at their own 43-yard line. Can the Bombers hold? Here's the toss straight ahead to Syoxenfu. He's got the first down inside the 50. He's going to take it to about the 47 of Mountain Home, and the Pointers convert on fourth down.
They used that little jet sweep motion there, brought him back across the formation, did a little tap pass from the quarterback, and were able to seal off the with their right side of the offensive line to get that running room.
They needed two. They got 10. So first down for Van Buren with 10:30 left here in this opening quarter, just getting started. Homecoming 2020. Phillips will again empty the backfield as the Jayden Henry will go into motion. Phillips looking right side, incomplete. And pass was a little high. Still a catchable ball, but Rourke couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, he didn't get good footing with that one. Let it go a little high. Bombers were close on his heels on defense, but it looked like he could have had almost a first down with that reception.
10:13 left here in this opening quarter, scoreless so far. Van Buren with the initial possession of the ball game. Looking at a second and 10. Van Buren converting a fourth and two to keep the drive alive. Phillips will hand it off straight ahead and into the secondary. Jaden Henry, it's a foot race. He's going to win it. Touchdown, Van Buren. 47 yards on the handoff to Jaden Henry.
Pointers caught the Bombers, bringing some pressure, looking for the pass, kind of vacated the middle of the defense. And once he hit the through the front line, it was smooth sailing.
A 47-yard touchdown run for Jaden Henry, his first rushing touchdown of the season. He has four receiving touchdowns. Now, Jaden Henry is the holder. They have two kickers. This one is Jose Zarate. He will high snap. The kick is up, and Zarate gets it through, barely. 10:05 left in this opening quarter. It's Van Buren 7, Mountain Home nothing. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
10:05 left in the opening quarter. Van Buren takes the opening kickoff, and they go 65 yards in just six plays.
I'm sure that's not going to sit well with head coach Steve Airey. He's the defensive coordinator, and he was looking for the team to come out and, you know, have an improved performance early. He didn't get it.
That's one reasons the Bombers decided to defer. Here's the kickoff. Logan Walker from the 5-yard line out across the 15, the 20, and 25. He's going to be dropped at about the 29-yard line, and that's where the Bombers will start with their first possession of the evening. 9:57 left here in the opening quarter. Mountain Home's first possession of the evening now.
Be interesting to see what kind of tempo the Bombers play with. I know Coach Mallett last week didn't feel like we got the right tempo in that ball game.
Bombers with two receivers on the right side. Now they've got a bunch formation on the right side. Hand on the ball kept by McKay. McKay tripped up, and he's going to have about a 7 or 8 yard gain.
Nice call. That bunch was kind of a deception. That was a blocking formation. He had a tight end that stood up and got into the bunch set. Here go the Bombers.
A 9-yard pickup brings up second and one now for Mountain Home. From their own 38-yard line. High snap pulled down by McKay. Gives it to Hershberger. Boy, nothing there but white jerseys. That play never had a chance to develop. It's a loss on a play of one.
That was the A-gap blitz. You can see him come up out of that linebacker position. And I'm not 100% sure it wasn't the double A gap blitz, but they were going to put super pressure on with that.
Loss of two officially. The Bombers go quickly here on third and short. McKay has the first down run across the 40, out to the 42-yard line. He picks up six.
Good job of using that pace against Van Buren. Van Buren was starting to do their stunning. Mountain Home just snapped the football.
Bombers again quickly to the line. The handoff is to Hershberger, trying to get to the right corner. Turns it upfield now, and he's going to fight his way out to the 49-yard line and pick up of about seven on first down.
Mount Home really using the tempo here, trying to keep Van Buren from getting set and hitting him quick.
Trips to the left side. Here's McKay. He's going to keep it on a designed run, and he's got a first down inside the 45, down to the 44 of Van Buren, a pickup of seven.
You can definitely tell this is a planned offensive thing. You've seen all their stunning and blitzing, and you're trying to not let them set up.
Bombers will spread out the receivers a bit here on first down. McKay on the option. He's going to keep it. Chased down from behind. He's going to lose a couple of yards on the play. Look at him marking back at the 47 with a loss of three.
Yeah, Van Buren did a real good job of stretching out that speed option. Looked for a second like he might have had a pitch play. Chose not to get it, and then the defensive pursuit caught up with him.
So second and 13 now for Mountain Home as the play is signaled in from Coach Acklin on the near sideline. Two receivers on the near side for Mountain Home as they work for the far hash. Ackland, or I should say McKay, wants to pass, and it's going to be incomplete.
It's going to be a late hit on the quarterback back here by Van Buren. Number 49 just smacked Bryce McKay. White hat was all over it.
That's one of the linebackers, Doro, that came in late. The white hat, Mike Grace. A lot of us have seen him throughout the years, umpiring baseball, and he's done football. Of course, he's the brother of Mark Grace, former Cubs and Diamondbacks player.
That's right. Gracie's a good guy.
He is.
Funny. Him and Bowerman, they were a team of umpires.
So first down for Mountain Home, down to the 32-yard line with the penalty. Second first down of the night for the Bombers. Here comes the blitz from Van Buren. The pitch is to Hershberger, and he's going to spin his way inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line with a gain of six. McKay paid the price after the pitch, but it's a six-yard pickup.
That was a much different option. That was very short. There wasn't going to be stretching that out. That was going to be a quick pitch or a keep.
Van Buren likes to bring that pressure right up the middle. It's a three-man front, but those three linebackers, four linebackers, are right there ready to charge. Second down and four now. McKay on the option. A late pitch to Hershberger. The ball's on the ground, and Hershberger's fallen on it, and it's a first down at the 17, make it the 18-yard line. A big break for Mountain Home.
Definitely so. That pitch got up too high. It got up above his head. When you have to reach up for a pitch like that, that can cause a lot of problems.
Another Mountain Home bomber.
Turns into an 8-yard pickup. A bunch formation on the left side for Mountain Home. Here's a... again, an option play. McKay keeps it this time inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line with a gain of four on first down.
Bombers doing a really good job of out-formationing them right now. Coach Ackland's scheme looks a lot different tonight.
It does. 6:52 left in this opening quarter. Van Buren up 7-0. The Bombers with a nice opening drive. Handoff is to Hershberger. And, boy, there's nothing there. In fact, he's going to lose a yard back to the 15. And there is nothing right now running between the tackles.
Oh, Van Buren's saying, we're not going to give you anything inside the box. You're going to have to get outside on us.
So third down here for Mountain Home. Third down and about seven. And the quarterback, McKay, will keep it. He's to the 10-yard line. And fourth and about two coming up here for Mount. Fourth and about a yard coming up for Mountain Home.
Well, got a bad spot here on this side. Spotted him back to the 10. But I don't think there's any doubt the Bombers are going to go for it right here.
They've got about a yard and a half to move the chains.
Bryce McKay is going to have the football.
Fourth and a yard and a half. McKay will keep it running behind Hershberger. Straight ahead, running in the middle part of the defense, and he's not going to have it. He comes up about a yard short, and Van Buren holds on fourth down.
Yeah, Bombers didn't really get the push they needed to move the line on that play.
It's about a half yard shy, and Van Buren will take over, throw 9-yard line.
Very promising first drive, though, for the Bombers. Did a great job of moving the football.
Started at their own 29-yard line, move all the way to the 9 before the drive stalls out with 5:55 left in the opening quarter. So the Pointers will get the ball back. Dominic Galvin, the true running back, is in the backfield right now with Phillips. Now they were ready to snap it. They look to the sideline. They'll change the play. Phillips works out of the shotgun, four-man front for the Bombers. And Phillips will give it to Galvin, and boy, there is nothing there. Well played by the Bomber defense. No gain on the play.
Galvin on the carry.
Quinton, no, 78. Zach Spaulding stuffed him right there at the line of scrimmage.
Spaulding was there for the Bombers.
So second and 10 now for the Pointers. 5:35 left in this opening quarter. 7-0 Van Buren with the early lead. Two receivers on the left side for Van Buren. Phillips will keep it himself this time, running up the middle, hit from behind and dropped at the 14 after a 5-yard gain.
Stockton and Moses Adams on the tackle. Good job of him and him, not letting him get free for a big play.
So third and five here for Van Buren, just over five. Switching personnel now, Van Buren is. They bring Rourke back onto the field. He and Jaden Henry are the wideouts on the right side. Two receivers on the left side as well. Galvin, the running back. Phillips on third and five. Rolling to the left. He's going to tuck it and run now. Being pursued, tripped up, and he is going to be out of bounds, short of the first down marker. So fourth down coming up for Van Buren.
Tatum Bashir's over there on the coverage, along with Brody Patterson, to run him out of bounds, short of the first down.
He's at the 17-yard line. He picks up three, so fourth and about two, and Van Buren will go into punt formation. Jaden Henry, he's a receiver. He's been in the backfield tonight. He carried, scored a touchdown. He holds on extra points. He's into punt. He does it all.
Well, they let him throw one later. It's quite possible.
You never know. So fourth and two here for Van Buren at their own 17-yard line. Good job of that Bomber defense to hold and get it back. Here's, oh, an awful punt. Henry, line drives, it barely got over his offensive lineman's head. Somewhere Ofa lost a shoe, the Mountain Home defensive tackle. The ball goes out of bounds at the 46 of Van Buren, and the Bombers will start on the plus side of the 50.
They really had to rush that snap. He was only had about 1 second. They had a late guy coming in off the bench. Bad substitution there. And I think that threw off the rhythm.
A 29-yard punt. So the Bombers will start at the Van Buren 46-yard line. Two receivers on each side. Hershberger now goes in motion, gets the handoff, going to the right side, and he's got a 3-yard pickup down to the 44.
Bombers try something a little bit different, bringing Boje to the backfield, going to a two-back set, but he's in the king-back position, just right up there, right off the guard's hip.
Second and seven now for Mountain Home. Bombers empty the backfield again. Hershberger is the slot receiver on the left side. Motion comes to the near side. They'll fake to the motion man. Straight ahead is McKay, and he's got 2 yards down to the 42.
Van Buren didn't really fall for the motion there. They kept their focus on the interior of the offensive line and stuffed Bryce on the play.
So third and five here for Mountain Home's offense. 3:46 left in the opening quarter. Van Buren the early 7-0 lead. High snap, McKay bobbles it, pulls it down, hit to the backfield, and throws the ball away. A heads-up play by the senior quarterback. It looked like it may be a run. Instead, he is able to throw it away. And
also had a receiver in the vicinity. So
yeah,
it
the officials are talking about it to make sure. They're going to drop the flag. They're going to call intentional grounding here. He had a receiver over there.
Yeah, I mean, the throw was high, but yeah, he was rushed.
Waiting for the official call here, but it is going to be intentional grounding against Mountain Home. Boy, that's a tough one to swallow.
Bombers don't want to let them mark it off, that's for sure. They're going to try to put it right where it was at.
That's going to be the first penalty of the night against Mountain Home. Now they're talking with Coach Tuck as far as accepting the penalty, and they'll mark it off from the spot of the foul. It's a spot foul with intentional grounding. It's going to bring up fourth down and moves it back to the 40. It's a 5-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, moves it back to the 46.
There might have been some contemplation about going for it when it was a reasonable fourth and five, but this will be a punt here.
Turns into a 12-yard penalty. So now McKay is back to punt for Mountain Home. And, well, Mountain Home always sends a motion man on a punt formation, and he started moving forward before the ball was snapped. The snap took longer than anticipated, and they're going to get the Bombers with an illegal procedure penalty because of that.
I actually think that the wingback also jumped on that side.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he jumps.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. We're watching the replay up here, too. Yeah.
But everything was thrown off because he doesn't usually go in that far across the field in his motion. That's not the point of that. So something was definitely off with the timing.
Fourth and 22 here for Mountain Home. Low snap. It's bobbled by McKay. He's going to have to run. He's got some room. He's at the 50. He gets a block. Evades a man at the 40. He's at the 20. He breaks a tackle. He takes it to the house. Touchdown, Mountain Home. It's a 59-yard touchdown caused by a bad snap on a punt.
He had one man to beat over here, Brad, and it was really, scary there for a second, but once he shucked that tackler, it was off to the races right there. There he went, touchdown Bombers. Whole different ball game now.
Fourth and 22, and McKay takes it 59 yards for the score. One of the craziest touchdowns you'll ever see.
That's what you get when you play punt return and nobody looks up. They don't know what's going on. Van Buren's still dropping back in their coverage, and there really wasn't any way to defend that.
Had one defender to beat at the 40, breaks a tackle at the 20, and takes it in for the touchdown. Shaner, the extra point. There's a flag. Now, there was movement up front, and it looked like Van Buren came across. We'll see what the officials saw, though.
And this kick was no good, so you wouldn't take it.
Let's see. It is offsides against Van Buren, and the Bombers will get a break and get a chance to kick it again.
Yeah, Mountain Home does a thing where they kind of snap their arms down in unison and kind of throws off those defenders. They look for that first motion.
So now Mountain Home gets another attempt at the extra point after Shaner missed the first one, but Van Buren was offside. It's a chance to tie it up here after the improbable touchdown run by Bryce McKay. Good snap, kicks down, we got a flag. And let's see what this one is. Waiting for an indication, and again, offsides against Van Buren. And they blew the whistles. They blew it dead, so Mountain Home will move it a little bit closer towards the goal line and then kick it again.
You're inside the one. At what point do you think about trying to get 2 points here?
The Bombers are the coach. Aries looking right now at the sideline. Nope, they're going to line up and kick it. So now third attempt at an extra point here for Shaner after Van Buren's been offsides twice. The kick is up and the kick is good. So we'll break with 3:19 left in the opening quarter. Mountain Home and Van Buren knotted up at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live, not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
3:19 left in this opening quarter, 7-7 Mountain Home. Son, I don't think I've ever seen a touchdown like we just saw.
That is a first for me. You know, I've seen, you see it occasionally. You see a botch snap and something go wrong and somebody get a first down out on it. But I've never seen a 59-yard touchdown run.
Boy, Van Buren, you mentioned the fact that they had set up for the return, and there was nobody there once Bryce took off and started running. It was fourth and 22, and the Bombers get a touchdown of it. High kickoff, fair catch, called for, bobbled, and then made at the 21-yard line. And that's where Van Buren is going to start their next drive with the score 7-7.
This time he popped it a little higher and a little farther, and the up man again decided to fair catch it. We'll wear that out all night.
So Van Buren's going to start at their own 22-yard line. Their third possession of the night. Bombers got a three and out on the last one.
You know, Coach Airy said they would pass it more tonight than Greenwood passed it last week. But a lot of these passes are the short variety, which are really long handoffs.
So Phillips out of the gun once again. Play action this time. He is going to take it and run, and he's going to lose a yard on the play. Back at the 21, a sack for Mountain Home.
Great job, Colby Lockhart. He kind of stayed home. Mountain Home sent big pressure, flushed him back up the middle, and Lockhart was there to finish it off.
Lockhart was there for the Bombers.
3 minutes left, opening quarter. Mountain Home and Van Buren knotted up at 7. Galvin is the running back off to the left side of the left-hander Gary Phillips working out of the shotgun. Motion man to the top side of the field. They'll touch pass to him, and it's going to be about a four-yard pickup out to the 25-yard line that time for Hayden Rourke.
Patterson went low from the safety position, hit him about the kneecaps, and put him down right there after that short gain.
So third and seven coming up now for Van Buren. Can the Bombers get another three and out against this Van Buren offense averaging 35 points a game? It's a four-man front here for Mountain Home. The Bombers walk the safety up now. Third and seven for the Pointers. Phillips looking left side. It's going to be complete for a first down. That's going to be Chai Henry on the reception, and the Pointers will move the chains.
Yeah, that's one of those little cutback routes. He ran him about 12 yards deep, turned, came back to the football. It was a great throw by Phillips.
38-yard line, so a 13-yard pickup. Down to 1:49 left in this opening quarter. We're knotted at seven. Phillips back to pass again, looking long down the left sideline, has a man, it's complete. First down inside the 20, down to the 6, they're going to mark him at the 20, it looks like, at the 20-yard line.
I think a little double move that he put on the defender there. Once he got separation, Phillips laid the ball in over the top.
It was a nicely thrown pass, 42-yard pickup for the Pointers. 1:35 left in this opening period. Phillips will give it this time to Galvin, and Galvin is going to be tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Not much there. Well played by the Bomber defense. No gain.
Boje and Adams. Boje getting that pressure up the middle like he does so well, shooting that center gap. They wrapped him up right there at the line of scrimmage. One high, one low.
So second and 10 coming up now for the Pointers at the Mountain Home 20-yard line. Phillips rolling out to his right, wants to pass across his body. It's incomplete. He was looking for Jaden Henry. It's his favorite receiver. They've hooked up 26 times this season, but this one's too high.
This is more big pressure from Boje coming from the middle linebacker slot.
Down to 58 seconds left in the opening quarter. Third and 10 now for this Van Buren offense. Trips to the right side now. Chai Henry's the single wide out to the top side of the field as Van Buren works from that far hash. And they look to Chai's direction. It's incomplete right through his hands. He was falling down, but it hit his hands, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, he started falling down. The ball was thrown a little high, and he couldn't wrangle it in.
And Van Buren's going to attempt a field goal. This is going to be about a 37-yarder, roughly. Looks like it's Jose Zarate.
His leg looked really good on the kickoff.
So a 37-yard field goal attempt. Zarate in to try the long one here. On fourth and 10, the kick is up, has the leg, and it is good. A 37-yard field goal for Jose Zarate has given Van Buren a 10-7 lead with 49 seconds left in the first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Life is a highway, a data highway these days, and users want to drive on it all day and all night long. More time at home has certainly meant more data consumption. In the confusing world of how much data we need to stream our videos, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio station, Next, powered by NAEC, is the name you know and people you trust. Don't get in the data traffic jam. Get Next, powered by NAEC, internet, phone, television. Visit mynextfiber.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
10-7, Van Buren with the lead over Mountain Home. 49 seconds left in the first half. Congratulations to the junior class. They have won the banner contest. No floats this year with no parade, but The juniors won the voting on KTLO.com today.
They incorporated David Bowie as his Ziggy Stardust persona.
Right. Here's the kickoff. Logan Walker from the 10-yard line catches it on a run out across the 25, across the 30, and tripped up. And Bombers will have pretty good field position at about their own 31-yard line to start this next drive.
I think he was about one move away from popping that from even bigger run.
He has had some nice returns on the kickoff returns all season long.
I think he made an in cut when he probably should have made an out cut.
So 43 seconds left in this opening quarter. It's been an entertaining one. 10-7 right now. Van Buren with the lead. McKay will bring a man in motion to the near side. They'll hand it to the motion man. That's Logan Walker, and boy, he's going nowhere. They're going to give him a favorable spot back to the line of scrimmage.
Definitely trying to do some things to tie him up with motions and showing some things that we haven't seen the Bombers do so far this year.
23 seconds left in this opening quarter. Trips to the right side now for Mountain Home. McKay will move Hershberger to his left side now. 14 seconds left on the play clock. Here's the option. The pitch is to Hershberger. Hershberger fumbles the football, and Mountain Home is going to fall on it at the 41-yard line.
Mason
there to
Camp.
Cover it. Yeah, it's Mason Camp. And third down coming up. Goes for a gain of five on the play out to the 41. And that's the end of the first quarter. It's Van Buren 10, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!